What is up, everybody? Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so a little bit of a clickbaity title today. You'll have to forgive me for that, but I really wanted to talk about how we've actually had AI in our marketing tech stack for longer than we think. Obviously, with new advances in generative AI, the last few months to a year to 2 years, basically, have felt like the AI boom is upon us. And in a sense, it definitely is, and it's definitely true. But I wanted to just kind of rewind the clock a little bit, go back in history, and emphasize some of the ways that we've been using AI in marketing for a long time. And I think that after we do so, we'll have an even better understanding of why the tools that we have at our disposal right now really are just as groundbreaking as we feel. Because what you're going to see is, as we go through the examples here, is that yes, AI has in fact been used in many instances, but it's not in ways that are accessible to the average marketer, so to speak. Your average marketer today, or at least in the last 10 years for sure, has likely been focused on social media or generating content, writing a blog, creating shorts, creating videos. But marketers in the know, and especially with more tech experiences, but mostly higher budgets and more enterprise clients that had, and this is the most important part, access to large amounts of data, customer data, consumer data. They were using things like machine learning and large language models, which we've talked about and which are essential and basically the bedrock of the AI tools that we know today. They were using these to process and strategize using these large sets of data to optimize their marketing outcomes for a long time. And it's not very exciting. And again, it's not very accessible to your average social media marketer or your blog writer or content creator, or definitely your small business agency, small business targeted marketer like myself. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through three examples of how AI and in particular machine learning and large language models have been used in marketing in the last decade or more prior to this generative AI or consumer accessible AI boom that we're in right now. And again, these marketing concepts aren't super exciting and they're definitely not brand new or original, but they have remained a pivotal part of marketing strategies and have had much longer to improve in their use of AI models than some of these products that we're seeing released very recently. Okay, so the first marketing concept that we've seen AI that we've seen AI be present in for quite some time is personalized recommendations or personalization. We've already talked about personalization a couple times and how it's going to be improved as these AI models grow. And there's some tools that are really trying to do some impressive stuff with personalization. But the fact is that these models have been growing and learning for much longer than we realize. I mean, Amazon, Netflix, these are the platforms that have been using well-trained machine learning algorithms to learn from customer behavior, customer consumption patterns on the apps, directly within the apps, and they've had years to do it. And they increasingly suggest more and more relevant content to these or products to these users and to these consumers. And that's really AI at work as we like to think of it right now. And yes, these tools are going to get us there, but it's been here. Next is customer segmentation. Again, the idea of segmenting our target audience or your target addressable market, your TAM, into personas that we can market to. It's not a new idea, but it is a field and a concept that, again, has been optimized and proved relevant in recent years with AI and with machine learning without it really getting the glory or the coverage that these modern tools are getting. And that's why I wanted to talk about these concepts. The last concept being sentiment analysis. So another tool that's been in use that's super AI based and has been in use for much longer than we realize is natural language processing or NLP. And this has been an extremely valuable tool as we try and engage public sentiment on multiple channels. So like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all of these channels that we're posting content on and we're interacting with our customers on. You can imagine that with a capable and powerful large language model that's capable of the natural language processing that humans use, we can intake all of these interactions, all of these customer engagements, comments, likes at a huge scale across multiple platforms, and using that natural language processing, you can can actually give you a metric as to the sentiment and the feeling of those engagements. Are they mostly positive? Are they mostly negative? And by being able to track that sentiment, you're able to have a much clearer idea of the current relationship your brand has with its customers, as well as it gives you another KPI to always try and improve on a quarterly or yearly basis. So again, nothing too groundbreaking here in these concepts. In this episode, I just wanted to highlight the fact that yes, AI is booming. It's new, it's exciting, and it's going to be doing things that we can't even imagine in no time. And I'm super excited for that. But it's also been here. It's been tested. It's clear that the benefits are real and can be scaled. The only difference now is that these benefits are going to extend out of these massive first party databases controlled by giant IT departments and giant enterprises and giant enterprise marketing departments. And now it's going to enter the realm of lifestyle and personal wellness and self-improvement and the storytelling and all of these things that are such a big part of our lives and a lot of brands' messages today. Don't get me wrong, we are in a new age of AI, but I'm just saying that some of us are behind the game because in many ways, AI is old news. Okay, that's it for today's episode. If you enjoy the show or find it useful in any way, do me a favor and subscribe on Spotify or follow on your podcast platform of choice using the RSS feed. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.